Good morning, I'm Carol Fry, and today I'll tell you about the movie G-Force. The Mouse Machine, as some wag has dubbed the Disney Studios, got its start with short animated films called cartoons, shown before the main feature back in the day. They had cute animals who were portrayed as human types, you know, Mickey Mouse, Goofy, Pluto, Donald Duck, and so on. By the way, I could never figure out how a mouse could have a dog. But anyway, as the studio grew, it followed up with animated feature films, beginning with Snow White in 1937. These feature animations, as well as feel-good live-action family films, have made them a major studio over the years. The latest feel-good film with cute animals, and the word cute comes up a lot here, is G-Force. Here, the cute animated animals are combined with live-action with decidedly mixed results. G-Force has a super spy plot as its base. In the live-action part, Ben and Marcy, the only names we get for the characters, have recruited and trained a group of animals, three guinea pigs, a mole, and various other critters. They have some kind of gadget on their heads that allow them to speak to humans, and they seem fully humanized. Guinea pig Darwin is the head spy, along with two others of his species, Juarez, Blaster, and then later Hurley, a klutz whom they pick up along the way. And then there's Speckles, the mole, the tech genius of the group. When they seem to have failed on a mission to infiltrate the computer program of an industrialist they suspect of being a master criminal, the FBI, which funded the experiment, want to close it down. So what would happen to our animal heroes? It's a pet store and possible adoption for them. So then it's a lot of escape, flight, and pursuit as the G-Force critters try to reestablish their creds as super spies. Every once in a while, Disney comes a cropper on a production, and G-Force ranks among them. Okay, the animals are sort of cute in the Disney tradition and evoke some sympathy. But human actors are neither cute, nor engaging, nor believable. The quality of performances is surely impacted by the lines you get, of course, and this script is quantum silly. Even in a kid movie, the characters and situations should at least be a little believable. There has to be a set of villains, of course. An FBI agent who persecutes and pursues our four-legged heroes is one of them. But he doesn't have much reason for hating them. He does a really bad Captain Ahab imitation with Darwin and his friends being the white whales. The other evil villain, the industrialist, seldom shows up. And what is it about kid films and flatulence jokes? They've become so common that they've become groaners, so to speak. Also, I understand that Disney stakes its reputation on family. Now, I'm four square for family, and I'm a good family guy myself. But just repeating the word a dozen times, as is in the case in G-Force, doesn't really convince me of the importance of family values. The film doesn't really dramatize the concept. And finally, the combination of animation and live action is poorly done from a technical perspective. The rear screen projection to combine the humans and the animation is way too obvious. Disney has made some genuine classics, as in the great animations in the early days like Pinocchio and Beauty and the Beast, and most recently with Up, its collaboration with Pixar. If I can paraphrase and steal a line from Lloyd Benson in his presidential debate with Dan Quayle, I've seen Up, and G-Force is no Up. But that's probably not quite a fair comparison. I'll concede the animal characters are engaging, and the actors voicing them, Nicolas Cage as Speckles, Penelope Cruz as Juarez, and Sam Rockwell as Darwin, do well and create some empathy and engagement for the characters. And kids will probably enjoy G-Force more than I did. So, from a nipper's perspective, I'll give it 3 stars out of 5, and from my perspective, 2 out of 5, and that's generous.